are kicking off the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there, you'll find them, are those features are free at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're going to take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I want to get back into the discussion, though, here in a moment, about relationships and liberty and the frustrations that people deal with when coming to these ideas and looking around them and seeing that, oh, man, I feel pretty lonely and I'm the only one who thinks this way. Of course, you're not.
You're not, exactly.
But it can feel that way, especially when you're new to the concept.
Feel a lot like
so
that.
So we'll come back to it, but we've got some folks that have been waiting patiently here. I want to get them on. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's start with John in Colorado. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes, John, go ahead.
I'm kind of changing the subject a bit because I'm trying to go to a different level of consciousness here. The issue that's going on in the planet, and particularly in our country, is hopelessness and fear about financing. And my fiance and myself have started a nonprofit 3 years ago called Imagining Solutions. And the things that we are working on is a new electrical generator. And let me tell you about Durango, Colorado, just for a second. In 1888, Nikola Tesla and George Westinghouse were working together, and they were up against Edison and J.P. Morgan. And they wanted D.C., Tesla, and George Westinghouse wanted A.C. So Nikola Tesla had to come to Colorado to put in the first A.C. power plant on Earth in Telluride for a gold mine. And in 1893, they put in the second one on Earth in Durango, Colorado, the town we live in. And in 1895, they put in one in Niagara Falls. So in the interim, Nikola Tesla discovered that he could give free electricity given by the Creator, however anyone looks at that. And this free electric is what causes lightning. And James Clerk Maxwell, in his treatise on electricity, talked about it. He called it gravity. And
you're saying that Nikola Tesla had a zero-point energy device, or whatever you want to call it, essentially a free energy device?
That's correct. It's called Energy from the Vacuum, and we've been in support of an 89-year-old gentleman, the man who created the Star Wars defense shield. His name is retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Bearden, and we literally just got them $200 million to develop this machine.
Well, that's pretty exciting if it's, you know, if it's all true. Although I don't think the Star Wars defense shield actually exists. They never completed that project, did they?
Oh, yes, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
They just allocated $240 million that Europe and the United States are going to pay to put it in, actually. And all it is an electromagnetic shield that Nikola Tesla developed. But what's interesting about this conversation is
that's news to me.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was actually on, you know, the national news about 5 days ago or so, so it is recent.
So when are you going to have your first prototype?
Well, what we're planning on is actually we're trying to have a music festival and use this energy to run this festival in 2012. So we're hoping in a year and a half we're going to have this actually available to demonstrate, and we anticipate that it will come out to the public in 5 years, and I can assure you the men running this organization are philanthropic, and their biggest intention is to make sure that people in Africa, in the remote areas of the world, are able to get electricity that's available for them to pump water and things like this.
It's now, what is the organization, to which organization are you referring, the philanthropic group?
Well, the philanthropic group we run is called Imagining Solutions.
Solutions. Got it.
Yes, Imagining Solutions. We do not have a website, and there's a good reason for that.
Why is that? Why wouldn't you want to have a website?
It's complicated, trust me. the people that we will not make happy are many.
So you believe that having a website would somehow attract more attention to you, and that would put your work in jeopardy?
We don't need that attention right this moment.
Why are you calling this radio show then? I mean, you're by calling this radio show, you're gathering attention for your idea.
Some of those people may be listening.
And it's okay. We're not worried about that. It's just that we are not necessarily in the business of running a website. We're more in the business of making sure that the financing gets made available. And
great. Well, you know, I hope that it works out for you. I mean,
I'll tell you what, free energy will change the world. It's going to happen. It's going to happen relatively soon. And when it does, it'll change the world.
I hope you guys are first to market with it if you've actually got something there. It's just, the only thing is, a lot of the times you'll hear stories about people who claim to have built these so-called free energy devices, and then there's always some sort of claim about the mystery men in black who come along to get rid of them or get rid of the device or something like that. So how do you plan on, presuming those men in black exist, how do you plan on avoiding them?
That's simply stated in another story, and I'll tell you my family story. They actually came to America in 1707 after leaving Switzerland, where they stood up against the Spanish Inquisition for 1,000 years. And William Penn came and offered them a chance to come to America. Well, it wasn't America then. It was his land grant. And in 1707, they got on a boat with Daniel Boone's parents and arrived here. And they literally lived in peace for 70 years with the Native Americans. And We have a family history of being protected. We're not too worried about the men in black, if you will. That's not an issue. There's a creator that protects these things, and the time has come. And
Great. Well, you know, I hope it works out for you, and do let us know if, get that prototype out there. Would love to. At some point, hopefully, you'll actually put something online about it, because people are going to want to see this in action. They're going to want to see the plans. They're going to want to know the details. So until then, it's all very speculative, and you're just a guy calling a radio show. But I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You see, it seems a little counterintuitive that if you believe, now, he believes he's going to be protected by the universe. And I think that's great, from the supposedly bad guys that are out there allegedly shutting down all these free energy devices that have supposedly been created and then, made disappear by the powers that be. He believes he's going to be protected, but it would seem that if you were to be as public with your development as possible, that in itself would be the protection. In that, for instance, if you were to launch a website about your free energy plans and that you were, were
it
to
does
share...
seem like that would provide you with a great deal of protection, just the publicity itself.
Right. For instance, not just for the publicity, but also put the plans online as well. Like, okay, well, here's our prototype, and here's how you make it. So you can do this too. If it's all about philanthropy, which is about helping people, then you shouldn't be concerned with patenting or anything like that, right? You should be willing to put out the information, put out the schematics, put out the plans, and let anybody build this free energy device, if indeed what you have is a free energy device and not some sort of scam.
Well, that's true, but maybe they're at a point where they don't have a demo working the way they want to work yet to bring it public. And second is the patent office. Even if you wanted to patent something like that, the patent office will tell you, well, we don't patent perpetual motion machines. They have this slander term that they use. When there is no such thing as a perpetual motion machine, what you can have is you can tap into a previously unseen source of energy, which they're all around us. We don't know every source of energy that's around us. We have a cartel controlling energy in this country and in this world, largely. And until that cartel is broken with free market competition, are you going to see some real innovation and technological breakthroughs?
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, I mean, if what he's saying is true, it's great. I mean, it's great news, it's exciting, and I hope it actually pans out. I mean, because you're right, Mark. It would be incredibly beneficial to the entire world for somebody to finally be able to tap into whatever that hidden source of energy is.
Well, there's many, I believe.
Yeah, I think there's many, too.
Atomic energy, for instance.
Well, there's a way. Google's doing stuff with waves out of the ocean. I mean, there's constant movement going on out there. Geothermal is interesting. I think that solar and wind, once they really get their legs up underneath them, have some help, hope, from at least a homeowner standpoint.
We're back with more in moments at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there completely free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Listening options are included. We've got live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions for you, should fit any internet connection. And we've also got our webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to call in and dial in and listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get the details on that, plus our satellite channel and our 80-plus wonderful radio affiliates across the country. All of it at listen.freetalklive.com.
You want a great audio book? Try it out for free. PiratesofSavannahBook.com. It's a great book about refugees, prisoners, and society's casts off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas in the 1700s. Also, when you go to vote for Free Talk Live at podcastawards.com, which we are asking you to do every day from now until December the 15th.
You'll find us in the politics/news category, but you can also vote for the Pirates of Savannah book.
Yeah, that's which section is that
it's
under?
It's under cultural/arts.
So piratesofsavannahbook.com. Go vote for them at podcastawards.com.
Excellent. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, we've got Jeremy listening in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going, Yankees, back east, way from Alaska here?
Hey. Another Grizzlies up there.
Jeremy, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about, you know, I'm sick and tired, everybody demonizing this WikiLeaks guy. I mean, that guy's a patriot, man.
He's a hero.
He knew he was putting his life on the line when he put out what he did, you know. We're all sick and tired of this freaking war, man. And, you know, something's got to break, man. This can't keep going on and on like this. And I want to salute the guy on the air and on GCN. You know, I've heard Jerry Peterson, a lot of other people, you know, demonize him. He's another GCN guy, in case you guys
know. No, I don't
know.
I don't know who that is. But anyway, so you said you're frustrated by the people demonizing the WikiLeaks guy and that you think he's a hero, right? Because I agree with you completely. He's absolutely heroic.
It's his name, but...
Julian Assange.
My friend John Stokes, he's on the Rents Network. You know, I don't know if you guys know who he is either, but... You know, he carried you guys for a while, John Stokes.
Yeah, John Stokes is the former owner of KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana, and had his radio station taken from him because of a lawsuit between somebody else and him. Jeremy, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Little audio problem there.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. In fact, there's an update on the situation with the cables, as they're calling them, the U.S. embassy cables that have been released by WikiLeaks. Just the response, you can tell that what WikiLeaks has done here has been pretty significant. You can tell how significant it is based on the responses from the people in the world of government. This Mike Huckabee character is calling for the execution of Julian Assange.
Nice, thug.
Yeah. That's just as an example of how
transparency, freedom of speech,
But you know what? I tell you what bothers me about Julian, this guy Julian, is that he's actually released several big caches of information that allegedly made the government look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really was real surprising in any of them. You know,
well, that's what Sam said last night, and I think that we're looking at it from our perspective and saying, oh, well, you know, what's the big deal here? We already know the government's evil.
But let me go on about it. I think that. I'm wondering why this guy isn't dead yet. Even like the CIA could covertly take someone like this out, you know.
They can't find Osama bin Laden. What makes you think they can find this guy?
Oh, come on. I don't know. I just think that it's also possible that this release of information can be a very sophisticated psyop, you know, because if you look at the information, some of the stuff that was in the last data dump here, it supported the U.S. And their position on Iran. Because it said that North Korea is supplying missile technology to Iran and these convenient little things that kind of support the warmonger type thing and the bloodthirstiness, you know, working up the American people, that this guy's an enemy of America and he's scum and he's destroying a reputation around the world.
Well, Assange isn't a libertarian. I mean, he's not a liberty-minded dude that I know of. I don't know. I mean,
I think he's probably a liberal.
I don't know. I'm not going to jump out on any limb here and say I know anything about Julian Assange, but, you know, you've got 250,000 documents you released. case, Wayne. Some of them are going to have you know, things that are interesting to us, and some sure. that may be opposing.
And that's the latest dump. Don't forget the fact that he released those two videos of you know, U.S. military people just shooting up Iraqi civilians.
Oh yeah,
and that wasn't you know,
that's
that
not
wasn't
pro-war.
Good for the U.S. Government at all.
No, it wasn't. But again, you know, they're going to let some things out. I don't know. I just don't. I'm not quite computing everything here. I don't. There's some inconsistencies for me, that's all. I just don't think that they would let this guy live if he was really releasing really highly classified information after
well,
all this time.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing to say, Wayne, but there are a lot of people out there that have made careers out of exposing terrible things that the government has done. Certain radio show hosts, for instance, have fairly high profiles, and they have done things. You know, Alex Jones is a big name in the world of the conspiracy radio world, and he also does a lot of reporting on the police state. And
he doesn't have the credibility that Julian Assange has, and you know, I've
no, but he's been doing the
no,
same
I'm not
thing
saying,
for
I,
a decade.
I listen to most of what you know. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things he says. I think he's well researched. I'm just saying he doesn't have the credibility that Julian does.
It's probably because of the conspiracy theory aspect, I would imagine. I mean, that's been my biggest critique of Alex Jones over the years, is that he ties too much into conspiracy when he can just point to reality and show how awful the government is. But nonetheless, Alex Jones has been doing this kind of reporting on the police state for a decade and a half, at least, and they didn't take him out yet. Does that mean he's working with the CIA, too?
No, well, he's an American, and he is.
But the conspiracy theorists will say he's working with the CIA.
Well, of course.
There are conspiracy theories about Alex Jones.
Sure.
You know, so yeah. you're positing a conspiracy theory about Julian Assange.
No, all I'm saying is that I just don't quite, it doesn't all feel right to me. I do agree with the anti-war aspect of what he's doing, but maybe they just don't care if people know or not. You know, maybe they don't
they
care.
They seem to care. They're calling for his execution.
Of course, but again, that's a way to get everybody all worked up about something, just like the TSA issue. Whenever there's some kind of issue that everybody's getting all worked up about, you got to watch Congress, because they love to have something they can get everybody excited about, so then in the background they're passing some law.
They passed that food safety bill.
You got it, exactly.
But and, I don't think that... You see, this is where I
but it hasn't
generally
passed.
I will not ascribe to you know, luck and incompetence what... you know, I won't... It's prescribed to nefariousness what I can ascribe to luck and incompetence. I think that they, you know, this bill's been sitting there for 2 years and or almost over a year, and they've been wanting to get it through, and you know, it's had several different iterations. It got the iteration that got through wasn't as powerful as the one that was proposed, thank goodness.
But government and corporate control, more control over our food supply, is one of the biggest issues
sure,
right now.
But it's only big for us. The mainstream media isn't going to see it and report it in the same way, regardless of what else is going on. There's always going to be some other story that's going to get a hotter amount of attention from the mainstream media than the stories that we think are the most important, in most cases. So... Yeah. To suggest that the WikiLeaks is some sort of a red herring, as Sam was...
Napolitano doesn't seem to think so.
Last night. 800-259-9231. I disagree. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality, dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find neat stuff there like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. So head on over there and do all of that totally free at cam.freetalklive.com. That again is cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
Okay, WikiLeaks. We're talking about some of the just outrageous things that are being, ideas that are being thrown around by these politicos, people like Mike Huckabee. And you can see that WikiLeaks, I think WikiLeaks has done some amazing work here so far. And you can tell how much of an effect it has had because of the way these politicians are responding. It is a truly bipartisan effort to crush WikiLeaks. The Republicans and the Democrats hate this guy. They hate his website. They hate what he's doing.
The mainline guys do anyway.
Well, right. Yeah. The ones that are
establishment
being,
ones.
Yeah, the ones that are the media pays attention to, the people that are in power. They hate this guy, or the people that want to seek power, like in the case of Mike Huckabee, who is currently not in any position of power, but is certainly seeking it in the form of a presidential candidacy.
He has a TV show, you know.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
No, yeah. Just about anybody with a name can get a cable news TV show.
Yeah, pretty much.
But what I want to mention was that there's a former Pakistani general And he claims that that the CIA and the Mossad are behind the WikiLeaks reports. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but he claims that, basically it's a U.S. plot to create a rift among friendly and neighboring states. So that he feels that the U.S. is behind it, and certain factions within the U.S. anyway. I don't know if it's true, but, I mean, there are wide spectrum of opinions about where this thing really originated from.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be the conspiracy theories out there, and maybe there's some truth to it, maybe there isn't. But I look at the results, and the results are WikiLeaks has resulted in some of the most controversial things in a long time coming out about the U.S. federal government. I mean, it's essentially the new Pentagon Papers, except it just keeps coming. It's not just a one-time occurrence. They just keep putting new information
out. They have so much, they're not accepting anything new.
Well, for now, maybe, but they likely will in the future. And so I look at the results, and the results are the state has lost legitimacy, in my mind, as a result of what WikiLeaks has done. They have blown the cover off of a lot of the violence that has actually gone on the part of the troops against innocent people in Iraq.
That part is good.
That's absolutely horrifying, and people needed to see that stuff. And, of course, the U.S. mainstream media is not going to show it to you. So WikiLeaks did it, and good for them on that. And maybe this 250,000 documents or 250,000 cables has some stuff that might support war in it, but of course it does. They're diplomatic documents. It's not like
they're talking about war.
Yeah, it's not like they're taking the time to parse through all of
it's
these.
It's not like there are heroes and too many heroes in these events. Usually what you have are villains and innocent bystanders.
Yeah, so I look at the results, and the results are these politicians are pissed, and that's a good thing. It may not be good for Julian Assange because they're calling for, not only are they calling for him to be executed, but apparently also assassinated. According to the AFP, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is at risk of being assassinated over the release of these U.S. documents.
But they said that two releases ago of information.
And he's been in hiding ever since then. He's going to remain in hiding for his own security, according to the website's spokesperson. Kristen Hrafson said the Australian safety was at stake after U.S. politicians called for him to face treason charges. Don't you have to be a U.S. citizen to be treasonous?
Yeah,
this
doesn't make any sense.
And, but don't worry, Mark. They'll just change the law. You know, they'll make it so that if you... Well, you know, I was looking at the... what is his name? There's this Japanese guy on YouTube, and he just is outraged by the United States, and he's made some videos. He actually ran for president from Japan in 2008. Basically, with the statement that we're all Americans, but only 200 million of us can vote. And he's pretty outraged by that because the U.S. government occupies 130-plus countries around the world, tells everybody what to do, wields military might over everybody. So everybody's an American now, according to him. And I think there's something to be said there. So surely they'll just change the rules to where everybody around the world can be treasonous towards the U.S. if they don't like them. Also, an advisor to Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper also reportedly said that he should be killed. So there's plenty of threats against this man's safety, and I don't
remember. These are just, I mean, these aren't just people grandstanding. These are the people that can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the governments are the people that assassinate folks.
But what I don't understand, though, is I've heard this before, because when they released that video of those U.S. troops doing that, I heard the same thing was being said. I just don't buy that somebody can be in hiding and hide from the U.S. with the satellites and all the stuff they've got, and they've got Interpol.
Well, that's just it, Wayne. You know. I mean, Sam, we encountered this from Sam last night. It's the viewpoint, the conspiracy theory viewpoint that, well, yeah, all the evidence shows the government's incompetent and stupid, but really they're very, very good at what they do. They just don't show it. Like, they've got all this technology that you don't know about, and they can track you down, and they can do this, and they can do that. Of course, the reality of what we see is they're a bumbling bunch of idiots, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. They can't even figure out email. But yet, I'm supposed to believe this same group of people
actually
has it together, but they just don't show that side. Maybe they do.
They're very good at killing.
They are very good at killing. That much is true, but they, not so good at finding Osama bin Laden. Of course, then again, you just bring out another conspiracy theory saying they're not trying to find Osama bin Laden.
I think they're hobbled by that Julian Assange has so much press. If he wakes up dead on some street corner, people are going to know that some Western government assassinated him.
Well, they won't know that if they have a very good
look. He's not going to get beat up by
Tyre Patsy.
Just saying.
They found Saddam Hussein in a bunker underground.
On accident.
Well, by accident, but they were in the area. They were hot on his trail.
Right, only because they had 100,000 troops, and so
it took them a long time to do it.
The troops were everywhere.
I don't think the Saddam Hussein's a real good example of the United States government's competence.
You look at the snipers in Washington D.C. The two guys that were just whacking people at gas stations and things like that.
They didn't have any information on them. They didn't have names. They've got Julian Assange's DNA. They know who this guy is.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But again, these people were essentially evading the police for weeks on end, and there was this huge manhunt going on, all kinds of publicity. They got caught because somebody who's not a cop found them and reported them to the police.
I think that more likely they're trying to set this Julian fella up for the rape charges that they've been after him on for quite some time, and that they're holding off on assassinating him in hopes of truly assassinating his character.
Yeah, because
he's a more dangerous martyr than he is, anything
that
else.
It could be.
Yeah, that I agree with. And let me get into a little bit more about Julian Assange, because one of our lovely producers sent a useful link here from Forbes.com. We had suggested that he might not be a libertarian a little while ago, and actually, that's how he describes himself. Question from Forbes: would you call yourself a free market proponent? Answer from Julian: absolutely. I have mixed attitudes toward capitalism, but I love markets. Having lived in... And I have to agree with that statement.
So, but then the question is, what does he mean by capitalism? And obviously, the kind of capitalism the U.S. practices, we're all against also, because it's not real capitalism.
I would imagine that's what he means, because that's what capitalism means these days.
Yes.
To a lot of people, it does.
Having lived and worked in many countries, I can see the tremendous vibrancy in, say, the Malaysian telecom sector compared to the U.S. sector. In the U.S., everything is vertically integrated and sewn up, so you don't have a free market. In Malaysia, you have a broad spectrum of players, and you can see the benefits for all as a result. So anybody that uses the term free market instead of capitalism obviously knows the difference between the two. Capitalism is one form of economic organization, and the free market includes all of them. How do your leaks fit into that, asks Forbes. Assange says, to put it simply, in order for there to be a market, there has to be information. A perfect market requires perfect information. There's the famous lemon example in the used car market. It's hard for buyers to tell lemons from good cars, and sellers can't get a good price, even when they have a good car. By making it easier to see where the problems are inside of companies, we identify the lemons. That means there's a better market for good companies. For a market to be free, people have to know who they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And we'll come back with more about Julian Assange. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And if we're brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you enjoy the fact that we give it to you for free, the website features free, well, maybe you want to voluntarily pony up a few bucks a month. You can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And then we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show. We'll get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, and bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom. So if you want to help out with that and get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more, get the details, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
And they're good people.
So, Assange, we're talking about Julian Assange from WikiLeaks and whether or not he's a libertarian. And he uses the term here in a moment in this Forbes piece. I'm just going to read one more of these question and answers from blog.forbes.com, his interview with Andy Greenberg. You've developed a reputation as anti-establishment and anti-institution, says Forbes. And Assange responds by saying, not at all. Creating a well-run establishment is a difficult thing to do, and I've been in countries where institutions are in a state of collapse, so I understand the difficulty of running a company. Institutions don't come from nowhere. It's not correct to put me in any one philosophical or economic camp because I've learned from many, but one is American libertarianism, market libertarianism. So as far as markets are concerned, I'm a libertarian. And then he makes a statement that I find confusing. He says, but I have enough expertise in politics and history to understand that a free market ends up as monopoly unless you force them to be free. Not sure what that means.
Well, it's monopoly busting idea that went on in the early part of the United States that somehow you need a government to bust monopolies. I don't know that I
don't know. He doesn't say that.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, what he's trying to say is if there's a state involved, even if it's a small state, one of the maybe the few tasks or jobs of that state is to make sure the markets remain free. Maybe he's a
you
more
can read
of a
whatever you want into that. I don't know. I don't know what it means. He's not here to answer it and to clarify it. But either way, he sounds pretty friendly toward the idea of a free market, and that's cool with me. So let's continue with your thoughts, your calls. Daniel is in New York, and anybody that upsets the politician so much with information that they want him assassinated or put on trial for treason and executed is a friend of mine. Hey, thanks, Daniel, for calling in tonight, being patient. You're on in New York. Hello, Daniel. Daniel in New York, going once. Daniel in New York, going twice.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm here. What are you talking about?
There he is. Daniel, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, hey, listen. There's a lot of us on Facebook here that listen to the show, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I would think so. And we're all freedom fighters that listen to this station pretty much and all the stations out there like this. Well, what I want to do is do a wave, you know, like in a football game or soccer game, the whole crowd does a wave.
Sure.
I want us to all get a free, totally free, Facebook community page and just simply name them our name. We all have names and we're all freedom fighters. So we can make it our name, number four, freedom. So it will read our name for freedom. Like mine is Daniel Hall for freedom.
Yeah, and there are some people that are doing that. They've changed their names, for instance, to like the middle name they changed to Voluntarist. So different people are doing that in different ways. I think that's it. You know,
the problem is it's in different ways. What we got to do is all kind of be united.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah,
it's going to happen. Why?
Well, maybe you're new to this movement, but in the Liberty Movement, trying to get people organized to all do the same thing is a exercise in impossibility, sir.
They say it's like herding cats.
Yeah.
You have to make it as simple as possible. That's what we have.
No, I agree with that. You want to make whatever it is you want to do, you want to make it simple, because simple means more people will come on board if it's easy to plug into, certainly. And if your idea is a good one, then it will become popular and people will jump on board with it. And you're not going to get everybody to get on board, but maybe you'll get 10% or 1% or whatever. I mean, it's a fairly big movement across all of Facebook. There are a lot of liberty-minded people there. The idea that you'll be able to convince them all to join up with your idea is, you know, almost utopian.
The thing is, if you get a few to do it, and then a few more do it, and then a few more do it, it has a geometric progression to it.
Theoretically.
Our name for freedom can grow unlimited, you know, and as more people see it, there's lots of benefits to even when you have your page of your name for freedom, and you could even have Learn FM for freedom as a free page. When you operate out of there and you put content on it and then you share it from there, it goes to your profile.
I follow you, and I understand where you're coming from, and I wish you good luck with your idea, and I thank you for the call tonight, Daniel. At 800-259-9231, the best way to do that is to go ahead and set your name to whatever you want to catch on and then put a post up on your Facebook announcing what you've done and why you've done it and inviting other people to jump on board.
There, for a little while, people had circle A's and
circle V's.
V's in their signature, and I...
special characters, and Facebook forced us all to change it.
How'd that happen?
They started putting notices at the top of Facebook saying we would like you to change your name, and then later you were forced to change your name.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they somehow identified everybody with special characters in their names and made them go through a name change.
People with them, but I think that they're, you know, they're like the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't know how they've avoided it. I'm not sure. But it didn't seem like I could avoid it in any way when it came up to me. It was basically, if you want to keep using our website, you've got to get rid of that.
Yeah, we're not doing these special characters.
So now people have been spelling out the word voluntarist, for instance, or voluntarist. So like Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com, his middle name on Facebook is voluntarist.
And I've seen several people do that.
Yep. 800-259-9231. But yeah, this movement is not one in which you can get everybody on board with for any idea, no matter how good of an idea it is going to be. There's always going to be somebody who's a critic. There's always going to be somebody who's not interested. And there's going to be more than one person of those categories.
That's healthy, though.
I agree.
If everybody's thinking the same, then somebody's not thinking.
Yep. Yeah, it's a marketplace of activism. It's a marketplace of ideas. And the best ideas, hopefully, will get the most people behind them. So if you've got a good one, put it out there, and maybe people will jump on board. That's how it kind of works here in New Hampshire, for instance, where there's a lot of great activism already happening, but maybe what you want to see isn't happening here. Well, the reason it's not a reason to stay away from New Hampshire. It's a reason to come here, to create the activism that you want to see happen, and then watch as people who like your idea jump on board with it and add their ideas into the mix, and everything kind of moves up and gets better from there. In fact, we were talking earlier in the hour, it was last hour, about the idea of moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and the frustrations of having a spouse or a loved one, a partner, who is not so much on board with the ideas of liberty, and certainly therefore not so much on board with the idea of picking up their life and making the move to New Hampshire. And you've got this frustrating situation where you've come into the into contact and fallen in love with the ideas of freedom, and you are, you know, you come across the idea of the Free State Project, and you're getting more and more excited about it. At the same time, your loved one is not excited. In fact, they might be digging their heels in and making it very difficult, the idea making it, you know, difficult for you to possibly move and bring them along with you. So what can be done in those situations? Well, you guys were talking before about conversational techniques and tactics to introduce the ideas. Wayne, you suggested bringing like if you've got a spouse or loved one that likes to read, introducing them to Healing Our World, Mary Ruart's book, which is excellent, to try to bring them gently to the ideas of freedom. And Mark, you pointed out that this is a long-term thing. Like, you don't have to come, as much as I might like everybody to show up in New Hampshire next week, that's not very realistic. It's going to take people time. You've got to wrap up your loose ends. Even if you're ready to move, you still got loose ends to wrap up. You got to sell some stuff. You got to deal with, you know, issues. You got to find a new place to live. There's all kinds of stuff to deal with. It takes time. Jobs are an issue. If you've got a business, you've got to move your business. I mean, that's a time-consuming and money-consuming thing. So
if you have a job where maybe you're eligible for a pension in 5 years, then you might want to stick it out for another 5 years and stick it out.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of reasons in some people's cases to stay right where they are, at least at this time. So, again, I think it's exciting to be around other like-minded liberty people, but there are things in your life that might make more sense as to why you should stay where you are. And one of those things is your loved one. Maybe it will take you 5 years to bring them to the point of saying, oh, okay, I understand how important this is to you, and I'm ready to make that move with you. So spending that time, because you love that person, putting more time into them and hoping that they come along on the road to liberty within the next 3, 4, 5 years, or however long it might take, is a very valuable thing to do, because then you could move to New Hampshire and still have your loved one with you, and that would be the best of both worlds. 800-259-9231, and I have a specific idea beyond Healing Our World, which is an excellent one, but more New Hampshire-related idea to suggest here in a moment. We'll do that coming up in Hour 3, and also take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.